Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Happy Monday. Every day that ends in Y is your day. It's the last week of August of 2019, the last week of the eighth month of the year, if you're listening to this real time. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Gave the boss a middle finger May 6, 2005, only to go broke, made fun of, ridiculed, mocked. Just absolutely an embarrassment to my family and all of society and anybody that shares my last name. However, came back, rebounded a little bit, started this podcast some 15 years ago, and voila, what do you know? Still screaming into a microphone. Hey, I want to talk about the stupidest idea, the dumbest, single dumbest idea that I'm aware of. Probably not the dumbest. There's a lot of dumb things, new Coke and things like that, but one of the dumbest things I think that's been just a huge lie that's perpetrated on society is this thing called retirement. Retirement. Oh, my God. Oh, where do I start? I don't even know where to start. This could be a 90-minute podcast, but I'll try to keep it to our normal 10 to 12 minutes in length. I don't know about you, man, but when I was in my 30s, I started thinking about this thing called retirement and how the old bones won't be as nimble as at the age of 65 as they are at 35. And my brain may not be firing on all cylinders, although some may argue it's not firing all cylinders now. And, you know, yay, I get to see my grandkids. Holy cow. Well, what about my own kids? Do I ever get to see them, or do I just see them when I get my 2 to 3 weeks vacation a year and then spend all my money on that and then never see the real important stuff and create the silly memories I talked about last week on the show of going through McDonald's drive-thru and getting an ice cream cone or just going for a drive. You know, my two teenagers just like to go for a drive now, and it doesn't need to be at 8 at night. It can be at noon during the summertime when they're off school, playing tennis with my daughter who just took up tennis, going running with my daughter who took up cross country. All these things I would never be able to do if I was going to a job every day. And this started to hit me. And is it hitting you? Are you in a job right now and not seeing your family, not doing the things you want to do, and you're thinking, well, you know, only X amount of years, oh my God, when I hear this, only so many years till retirement. Really? What's your life going to be like when you finally retire? If you even make it that far, there's no guarantee you'll even make it to 62 or 65 years old, you know? So a lot of people can't retire. A lot of these men and women get forced out of corporate America, get forced out of a job. They got to go drive for Uber or drive a taxi or go do handyman work or babysit or, you know, work at a nonprofit, just something that they can continue to keep the money coming in. But let me get back to memories, because I don't want to talk about money. I want to talk about memories. You know, the whole goal of life, at least in my opinion, is to add a tremendous amount of value, leave your mark on this world in a positive way, help a lot of people, and, you know, make a lot of memories. And we don't do that. The only memories we make, it's Monday morning right now. It's raining outside. Everybody is absolutely miserable. Traffic's at a standstill. My office is probably a 15-minute drive from my house all through the suburbs. There's no highway driving. But on a rainy day, it might be 25 minutes. I could not possibly care less. I listen to a podcast, Stephen Furtick from Elevation Church, or another one, Tony Robbins, something like that. And I'll get my day going. I don't just listen to motivational podcasts, by the way. I listen to kind of an eclectic taste, entrepreneurial-driven, spiritual, true crime. I like true crime, things like that, when I'm on longer trips. But if I want that quick hit podcast, it's usually an entrepreneurial business marketing type one. Anyway, I don't care how long it takes me to get to the office. It doesn't matter to me. But so many people are stressed out because they've got this whole week of work waiting for them. They didn't really enjoy yesterday. Sunday night after about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they started thinking about what's waiting for them. And look, if you don't need to be in a job right now to understand what that feeling is like. But man, this whole lie about retirement. Like there's going to be this huge nest egg of money waiting for you. And now you'll be able to travel the world and you'll be able to see your kid, grandkids. Well, I'd rather see my kids when they're 3 than when they're 33. You know what I mean? Like, I love to see them, I'm sure, when they're 33. But are you kidding me? Like, I'm not going to be able to see my kids in my 30s and 40s and 50s because I got to go to this stupid thing called a job and do something that I don't even really want to do anyway. I'm telling you, there's a better life out there. There is a better life out there. If you can just make the decision and have a little bit of faith in yourself to be able to add value out there, you know, and understand that even if you got to go to a job, why not work 3 of them? Why not drive for DoorDash, drive for Uber, sell something on eBay, on Amazon, combine all that together and you'll make $5,000 a month, you know? But to sit there and go to that same stupid job thinking about, oh, I'm going to have $500,000 in my 401k. Okay, yay, congratulations. And you'll be on 25 different meds because you'll be overweight, high blood pressure, you didn't take care of yourself because you sat in a desk for 30 years. And, you know, like I said, you can't move around. You know, one of these days you'll be playing peekaboo with your kids and your eyes ain't going to open up, man. You're gone. You know, it's like, this whole thing, when I was in my 30s, I started thinking about, it's like, why the hell do I want to wait 25 years to have a life when I can have a life right now? And let me tell you something. If I go broke tomorrow, you know, because I don't take anything for granted. If I lost all of this tomorrow, never got another coaching client, never made another dime, I would have no problem doing what I just described, driving for Uber, driving for DoorDash. I'd, you know, chat it up with people in my car, I don't know. But I know one thing. I had a good life, and I was there for my kids when they were born all through their teenage years. Now, Susan's 5, so that'd be a little tricky. But even with that being said, I would create a lifestyle around her. But I don't understand why men and women go to a job in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s. Oh, I'm not done yet. In their 50s and on into their 60s and miss life. You miss life. You don't get an opportunity. And you can't get that stuff back, man. You can't get any of that back. You know, I see all of these men and women I used to work. And I look, when I burned the bridge, when you know, if you know my story, you know I didn't just burn the bridge. I blew the damn thing up. I never wanted to, if it was at all possible, I never wanted to see anybody that I used to work with. I didn't want to communicate with anybody I used to work with because it was sabotaging my mind. They all thought the same. They all talked the same. They all dressed the same. It was like a freaking robot factory I was going into. And that's why I purposely cut out everything, everybody, everything. And whoa, here we go, 16 million downloads later of a podcast. And yet everybody, I'm sure, and I don't keep track, but I would bet my life on it. They still dress the same. They still look the same, except they're fatter. Their hair's grayer. They're more stressed out and they're more miserable. Okay. And they never got the chance to make the memories, but they'll sell it to you hard, baby. Oh, no, I get 7 weeks vacation because I've been with a company 30 years. Man, if that's what you're rallying around, like that's your battle cry. Hey, how much vacation you get? Your life sucks. It just sucks. And I have no problem telling you that it sucks because somebody has to tell you that it sucks because you obviously don't believe it, or you do believe it, but you're just not man enough to own up to it. I'm telling you, don't buy into that. If you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s right now, there is never, listen to me, regardless of what you hear on the news, there has never been a better time to go after your dream than right now. Is it a little scary? Yeah. Is it a little sketchy? Of course. Do you wake up with that guaranteed paycheck? No. But what do you want, man? This is life. Like, this is exactly why we're here. You know, when people came over here from other countries and settled and discovered this great country called the United States of America, nobody had a job. You know, they had to kill to eat, sell to eat. You know, Henry Ford and all of these people that created these great things, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, go on and on and on and on. Think of every entrepreneur that ever had to take a risk, man. Do you think they gave a crap about 3 weeks vacation? Sometimes they worked 3 weeks straight without sleeping. That happens sometimes as an entrepreneur. But boy, are you going to try to literally sell me on this thing called retirement, which inside the word retired is the word tired. Okay, I'm tired. That's what it means to me. I'm 51 years old. I think I got a pretty good amount of energy for a guy my age. I think I look a little bit younger than most 51-year-olds. And I don't think that there is any coincidence. And look, I ain't saying I got movie star good looks or an athletic body. Don't get me wrong. Oh, he's going. No, it's not that at all, man. But I think because I pulled the frickin' plug on corporate some 15 years ago, I added 15 years to my life. And I got a chance to see my kids grow up. Do you want a chance to see you? Maybe you don't even have kids, but let me just ask this question. Do you want a better quality of life? Do you think a better quality of life equals following every freaking robot around that factory, that cubicle graveyard where everybody's miserable, right? They're reheating the pizza from Friday night for their lunch and they're going to sit in the lunchroom and eat it, or the macaroni and cheese or the mayonnaise dripping down their face from the sub that they bought up the street. And they're just eating a little, oh my God, carb coma, afternoon. You know, some people start at 10 o'clock in the morning ordering lunch. You know, that's the most important thing to their day. They don't get up in the morning and do a podcast. They don't create videos. They don't send an email to their list. They don't try to create a course that other people can consume. They don't try to create a movement. Don't be that person. And my God, I don't care if you've got $5 million in your 401k. You're broke. You're broke. How do I know you're broke? Because I know everybody that's got all that money and they're broke. They missed it, man. They bought into the lie. They bought into the corporate lie. They bought into the retirement lie. It's all a big, fat lie. You're going to wait till you're 65 years old to enjoy this thing called life. You're going to wait that long, and you honestly think you're going to have a better quality of life? Where do you think you have the biggest opportunity to enjoy life, health-wise, speaking from a health perspective? In your 30s or in your 70s? I mean, I know it's a stupid question, but I've got to ask it because so many people are pimping this lie out there. They're just out there spreading this misinformation that, well, you match my 401k. Match my 401k. I set a frickin' match to my 401k. I lit that thing up and blew through it faster than a sailor on a weekend retreat, man. I'm telling you, I wanted to experience life. And I wanted to be free. And that's what I want for you. This whole podcast represents freedom. And no one said it was going to be easy, but I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it. A job isn't worth it that you hate. Retirement is not worth it. That lie about that big nest. And even if you got millions of dollars waiting for you at the end, when you're 70 years old, come on, man. Look at the actuarial tables. How much more time you got left if you even make it that far? Live your life in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s. And even if you're in your 60s, listen to my podcast. Enjoy it now. It's never too late to start something brand new. And if you're worried about risk, nobody that ever did anything great did not risk something, okay? You're going to have to risk something. And you know the biggest risk out there is that corporate pyramid. You risk your whole life. It's a lie. It's the stupidest idea I've ever heard of. All right, how's that for a positive podcast? Get the week started. Hey, I'd love to work with you, by the way, and show you exactly the steps, how to launch your movement. Go to Launch with Sam, launchwithsam.com. I'll call you, and we'll talk about it. And I promise you, every one of these calls, I share amazing ideas. That's not my feedback. That's their feedback. My God, Sam, I had no idea. No, holy cow. I got a page full of notes just from a 30-minute call. Let's do it. Go to launchwithsam.com, and I'll call you, and we'll strategize. And I will promise you, you'll be more inspired after that 30 minutes, and you've been in the past 30 years to get after it. But listen to me. Listen to me. Don't buy into that lie that you got to waste your 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s just to live another, 10 years? Yay, I get to see my grandkids. I got a walker and a wheelchair and an oxygen tank. But look at little Johnny over there. I get to see him twice a year when the family comes to town. Don't do it. Don't buy into it. All right, let's get after it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.